This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to call in at any time, you have me for 2 hours. I have you for 2 hours. I appreciate your trust, by the way. You can call in. Please stick to the topic. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know that if you're in the state of Minnesota, friends, this is the last weekend. We are at the east end of the grandstand on the basement. Okay? Down in the basement, east end of the grandstand at the Minnesota State Fair. If you've got a couple minutes, come over and say hello to us, okay? If you're in the state of Minnesota. Minnesota, okay? Pretty soon it's going to be Minnesota. Isn't that interesting? But again, I wanted to let you know, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, Acts 4:12, John 14:6. 1 Corinthians 11:1, 1 Timothy 2:5, and the list goes on, doesn't it? Got much to cover, got 2 hours. Goes real quick when you got the gift of gab, as they say, especially with the power of the Holy Ghost. Romans 8:14, read that when you get a moment. Now, I want you to think about this, because this is what's going on in this country. It's been going on in this country for a long time. And before I get to this topic, I do want to make sure and make certain that I cross-check on air so no one would pervert any of my words in any sense of the word, okay? Because I'm not a tax protester, okay? Read Matthew 22, verse 15. And for the record, again, I'm not a tax protester. I'm simply just tired of the lack of accountability and reallocation of my tax dollars being spent where I've not delegated to my representatives to disperse where they're dispersing my tax dollars. Okay? For the record. Also keep in mind, I'm saying this for the very purpose that when you read Mark 12, starting in verse 13, the Pharisees, and I've had people do this, okay? You know, I'm a preacher, I'm in it for money, I evade taxes. You know, this is the typical attack. It's nothing new under the sun. It's been going on since the beginning of time. And I want you to listen how Christ was attacked, okay? Mark 12, verse 13, and they said unto him, certain of the Pharisees, religious hypocrites, and of the Herodians, by the way, Jesus warned us to beware of the religious hypocrites and the Herodians, the government of Herod, the doctrines of Herod, and the Pharisees, their false doctrines, okay? They sent the Pharisees and the Herodians to catch Jesus in his words. And they were come, they say unto him, Master, we know that thou art true, okay? They appealed to his senses. And carest for no man. For you don't regard not the person of men, but teach us the way of God in truth. It is lawful, I'm asking, is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not? Is it lawful to pay taxes or not to Caesar? Verse 15, shall we give or shall we not give? But he, knowing their hypocrisy, said unto them, why tempt ye me? Bring me a penny that I may see it. And they brought it, and he said unto them, whose is this image and superscription? And they said unto him, Caesar's. And Jesus, in his wisdom, said unto them, render to Caesar's the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. And they marveled at him. Okay? I'm just going to take you over to IRS Publication 557. I'm a preacher. Taxes need not apply to the church, but I do pay my due taxes. All of my taxes. Okay? Because there is lawful tax and there's unlawful tax. And again, what I'm highlighting today, friends, is I am tired of the lack of accountability and reallocation of my tax dollars being sent where I've not delegated my representatives to disperse them, just for the record. Okay? That's a smart move on my part. So I just made that smart move, okay? I want, because what they'll do is they'll cut the radio show and they'll start right where I'm starting now, and then they'll say, look at Bradley Dean's a tax protester. No, not at all. I hope you're sitting down for the show, because this does apply to every single one of us. Did you know that the U.S. tax code is now 3.8 million words long? Matter of fact, if you look at all of William Shakespeare's works and collected them all together, the entire collection would be about 900,000 words long. Okay? The U.S. tax code is now 3.8 million words long. Who can understand it? Who can understand it? Have you ever seen the documentary Aaron Russo's America, Freedom to Fascism? He was interviewing an individual that used to be the head of the IRS. And he asked about the tax code, and he said there isn't one. Just for the record, you can watch the documentary on sonsoflibertymedia.com. I did an article just this last week, Taxing America to Death, 545 responsible for the mess who unite in a common con job. Well, guess what? They're conning you. Here's another one. It's unthinkable. According to the National Taxpayers Union, U.S. taxpayers spend more than 7.6 billion hours complying with federal tax requirements. Now, imagine what our society would look like if all the time was spent on more economically profitable activities. By the way, just so you know, you start any kind of business, you start a ministry, friends, you have to hire three people alone just to appease the state. Okay. I want you to think about that. Okay, you're being scrutinized, those that refuse to be scrutinized. You're being scrutinized by those that mean to hold the law by force through oppressive means over the top of your head to make sure that you do what you're told to do in compliance with the government. Oh, my goodness, friends. If the American people would understand just that, that is communism. That is the definition of communism. Okay, but I'm going to go on here. According to the National Taxpayers Union, U.S. taxpayers spend more than 7.6 billion hours complying with federal tax requirements. 75 years ago, the instructions for Form 1040 were 2 pages long. Today, they are 189 pages long. Did you hear me? Friends, this is what's going on here. There have been 4,428 changes to the tax code over the last decade alone. 4,428 changes to the tax code over the last decade. And it is incredibly costly to change tax software, tax manuals, and tax instruction booklets for all of those changes. Folks, I'm just getting started here. Okay, America being taxed to death, you have 545 responsible for the mess who unite in common con job. We're going to come right back to that in just a moment. If you'd like to call in at any time, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong." The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I want to let you know we got a couple new radio shows that just picked us up this last week. It is actually KDGO 1240 AM and FM 98.5 Durango, Colorado. Again, KDGO 1240 AM and FM 98.5 Durango, Colorado. Thank you for your trust, my friends. We also have a brand new one out of California, KKXX 930 AM and 104.FM in Chico, California. Chico, California, KKXX 930 AM and 104.FM. That means we have over 115 radio stations listening to us right now. We are ranked the number one and number two show on Genesis Communication Networks out of 82 to 87 radio stations. I'm sorry, show hosts on their roster. We appreciate that. People are tired of the modern day conservative talk. Yesterday's liberals, they're tired of this circular reasoning. Everybody's complaining about the establishment, but yet the conservatives of the day continuously strengthen the very establishment that the American people claim that they're sick and tired of. How do they do that? Well, they talk according to the political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful, okay? And that's exactly why, again, people are listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com. So we appreciate your trust for that very reason. And as well, friends, I think people want to be enlightened. Everybody's talking about Christianity, but very few are seeing in Christ. And that is a lack of Christianity. And remember, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did. So I just wanted to give a welcome aboard to the Sons of Liberty, to those in Durango and those in Chico, both Colorado and California. And again, thank you for making us the number one show, my listeners. We're also broadcasting into 53 countries as well. And again, if you want to call in at any time, you can do that. 1-866-582-9933. And I wanted to tell you, too, if you're in Minnesota, we have three more days left of the Minnesota State Fair. We've been there now for 14 years. This year we've been there, we're going on 9 days. This is the 10th today, and we've been there for 12 hours a day, 12 days in a row. And if you're in Minnesota, come to the grandstand, go to the east end on the bottom floor, the lower level, the basement, however you want to say it. We are at the east end of the grandstand. Come in and say hello to us, friends. We have literally had the opportunity to reach millions of people over the last 14 years at the Minnesota State Fair, and we're honored by God to do so. Now, with that, friends, I want to get back to what we're talking about. We're talking about taxing America to death. and how it is we have 545 people that are responsible for this mess that the American people tolerate. I need to insert that into this conversation. And these 545 that are responsible for the mess that we're in today are uniting in a common con job. And I'm highlighting it right now. I just highlighted the fact that 75 years ago, the instructions form for the 1040 were only 2 pages long. You should see state constitutions, by the way, friends, how our forefathers established them. Now they're into the hundreds of pages when they started out with 2 to 3 to 4 pages. It's crazy. And as I've said so many times, if you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then get back to God's 10. It's that simple. Moving on here, friends. There are 189 pages according to the 1040, in the modern-day version of the 1040, and the instructions to the form of the 1040 today. 75 years ago, the 1040 had 2 pages. Today it has 189. There have been 4,428 changes to the tax code over the last decade. 4,428 changes. According to the National Taxpayers Union, the IRS currently has 1,999 different publications, forms, and instruction sheets that you can download from the IRS website. Now this is important that you catch this, okay? Our tax system has become so complicated that it is almost impossible to file your taxes correctly. Okay. For example, back in 1998, Money Magazine had 46 different tax professionals complete a tax return for a hypothetical household. Okay. 46 different tax professionals completed a tax return. They just created a hypothetical household. Okay. All 46 of them came up with a different result. All 46 of them came up with a different result, friends. In 2009, PC World had 5 of the most popular tax preparation software websites prepare a tax return, again, for a hypothetical household, made up, created. All 5 of them came up with a different result. The IRS spends $2.45 for every $100 that it collects in taxes. And according to the Tax Foundation, the average American has to work until April 17th just to pay federal, state, and local taxes. Think about that. So January, February, March, April, you work all that time just to pay federal, state, and local taxes. Did you know that back in the 1900s, namely the 1900, the turn of the century, Tax Freedom Day came on January 22nd. So back then, you only had to work 22 days to fulfill your obligation to federal, state, and local taxes. Now it takes 4 months, not 22 days. That's how much your taxes have increased in this country. When the U.S. government first implemented a personal income tax back in 1913, unconstitutionally, by the way, the vast majority of the population paid a rate of just 1%. 1%. And the highest marginal tax rate was just 7%. So, friends, what I'm trying to say here is we are literally being taxed into oblivion, and most Americans don't even seem to care about it. You're being entertained out of your freedoms on your dime. Here, let me put it this way. Americans are simply paying for their own demise. Read Numbers 32:23. Your sin is finding you out, friends. Remember how I started the show out when I said that I'm not a tax protester? I'm just tired of the lack of accountability and reallocation of my tax dollars being spent where I did not delegate to my representatives to disperse them where they are dispersing them. They are reallocating finances through our taxes. They are illegally reallocating our finances to support those and alluring them into the United States of America, friends, today, and giving our money over to those that mean to conquer the United States of America. I want you to think about that. America, you've allowed them to run the welfare system into the ground. Just think about that. They take from people that work to give to people that don't work. Taking from the haves and giving it to the have-nots, friends, is how you destroy a system. Look up the word, Cloward Piven. Look up that system and how it works. You allure people in on a welfare system to break the financial system. Okay? On purpose. And I can't find welfare in the Constitution, friends. By the way, that's the church's job, not the government's job. Just going with the Holy Ghost here again. If you read 2 Thessalonians 3:10, what does it tell us? It tells us that if we don't work, we don't eat. But now you've put up with a government system that takes your money and gives to those that don't work, but yet they eat. Look at the crime rate that goes with those people. Look at how the government is setting them people up, enabling them to become nothing, enabling them to become dependents of the government. It reminds me when I was at the CNP, not the CNP, I'm sorry, the RNC in Tampa Bay, Florida. And I remember they were trying to sell to the people, the American people, that Mitt Romney's the answer, along with Judas Paul Ryan. They're both Judases, by the way, if you look at the records. And I remember a guy, as I was doing radio interview after radio interview, I did 6 of them on Radio Row there. And I remember a guy talking about how Mitt's going to win. People are sick and tired of Barack Hussein Obama. Look at this guy has done. Look at all the people he said in his confusion. Look at all the people that he has on welfare. I said to him, are you kidding? I said, this guy's emulating Mao Zedong to a T. Literally, he is. And he said, what do you mean? I said, Barack Hussein Obama is not losing here, brother. I said, he's winning. He looked at me like I was crazy. I said, Barack Hussein Obama is creating dependents. Who do you think that they're going to vote for the second time around? Do you think that they're going to punch a gift horse in the mouth? Absolutely not. They're creating what? Lifetime dependents to vote what? For what they stand for, namely the politicians. People don't think. 2 Thessalonians 3:10, for even when we were with you, this we command you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. But now your government comes into play to pervert and twist and turn upside down the purpose of our tax dollars. Okay? We're talking about taxing America to death. And 545 responsible and 325.7 that allow them to do what they're doing today, creating a mess as these 545 continuously unite in a common con job on you. I'm going to come back, and again, I hope you're sitting down for this, friends, because I'm going to highlight just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the taxes, namely that you're being taxed.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As Hurricane Dorian continues to strengthen, it's now shifted slightly, setting it on a course to potentially miss the direct hit with Florida and make landfall in the Carolinas. But Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is warning residents to remain vigilant, cautioning that the Category 4 storm could still change course, and even if it doesn't make landfall in the state, it will bring dangerous storm surges and flooding. Dorian's maximum sustained winds increased to over 150 miles an hour, according to the National Hurricane Center. That brings it close to a Category 5 level storm, defined as having winds at 157 miles an hour or higher.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg said she's on her way to being very well following radiation treatment for cancer. The 86-year-old justice was speaking at the Library of Congress. The event came a little over a week after Ginsburg disclosed that she had completed outpatient radiation therapy for a cancerous tumor on her pancreas. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739, 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. And you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We got some people on live chat right now saying this is boring. This is a boring topic. You get bored at work? You get tired of working yourself to the bone? You get weary? You get sick and tired of working as much as you do to get 30% of your check taken away by the government? Are you paying attention to what I'm saying? Some people suggest, are you suggesting that I'm speaking to a third world country here? Or do you think maybe I'm taking the time to show you that we must hold those accountable that work for us? Folks, this is what the problem is with this country. If you're not entertaining people, tain derived from entertain means to stop from entering in. If they're not being entertained, friends, they don't want anything to do with it. If they have to learn something, they don't want anything to do with it. They want someone else to think for them. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, let me tell you. And then when you have ears but you hear not, and you have eyes but you see not, and then you have the audacity to blame them for what you allow them and enable them to do. How many times have I said they only do what you allow them to do? They only get away with what you let them get away with. And they do it because they know they can. That's why they have football. That's why they have baseball. That's why they have hockey. That's why they have all these new sports they're creating to appeal to the senses of the people, to keep them entertained. It reminds me of Caesar when he continuously controlled the people. It wasn't hard. Like Orwell said, football and beer, how easily they were controlled. Yep, you're a joke to those that are controlling you. You're easily controlled. Going back to Caesar, how did he control the people? How did he control the mob, friends? He put two men in a ring with tens of thousands of people in the stadium arena. And what did he do? He had carts that would go in a circle and he'd throw the people bread. And as he threw the people the bread and the people watched the gladiator games, guess what? They were easily entertained out of their freedoms and they were easily controlled. I'm bored, Brad. oh man, come on, you know, put a big red nose on her, put some big floppy shoes on her, get up on the table and dance for me, would you? I mean, you can still say the same thing. I mean, it's like, you're like a little child, some of these people. I mean, they're literally like little children, easily enslaved, easily controlled by the dupes of ill-designing men. This is what's wrong with America today. This is what's wrong with America today. I'm bored. Here, friends, let me show you what's going on in your country again, okay? This is the tip of the iceberg. Just so you know, this is the tip of the iceberg, okay? Concerning taxes and tax appropriations, okay? Airport transportation taxes. As a matter of fact, just look at how much you were charged the last time you flew. Biodiesel fuel taxes. Building permit taxes. Business registration taxes, capital gains taxes, cigarette taxes, disposable fees, court fines, which are indirect taxes, for the record. Driver's license fees, another form of taxation. Employer health insurance mandate tax, employer Medicare taxes, employer Social Security taxes, environmental fees, estate taxes, excise taxes on comprehensive health insurance plans. Not making it up, friends. I'm not making this up. I'm sorry some of you are bored, but guess what? You're not going to get bored working to pay the government off for what they're doing in so many ways, reallocating your finances to the will of corrupt politicians, creating bureaucracies, giving what you have over to those that don't work. Matter of fact, you have sanctuary cities in America, unconstitutional. Every one of those mayors should be thrown in prison. Read U.S. 8 Code 1324. They're responsible for the crimes of the illegals that they allure into the United States of America, for the record. Look at what they're doing. They're alluring them into the United States of America to hand your country off to those that mean to conquer you on your dime. If there was no welfare, they wouldn't be coming into the United States of America. They're coming in for a free ride. Folks, you should see some of these people, namely the Somalis in the state of Minnesota, driving around in their little $40,000 brand new Camrys. Folks, I can go on and on and on with what's happening in your country today and how your tax dollars are being reallocated to that which you've never delegated to your politicians or your representatives to give to. Let me keep going here. You have environmental fees, estate taxes, excise taxes on comprehensive health insurance plans. You have federal corporate taxes. You have federal income taxes, federal unemployment taxes, fishing license taxes, flush taxes. Now, I want you to listen to this, friends. This is no joke. You have to pay in certain parts of the country to flush the toilet. This is the mindset of the people that mean to rule over you and your lives. They're forcing you to pay for taxes to flush the toilet. This actually exists in some areas. Food and beverage license fees. Oh, gosh. See this all over the place at the Minnesota State Fair. Franchise business taxes, garbage taxes, gasoline taxes, gift taxes, gun ownership permits. Hello, friends. Permits for our God-given rights? Think about what's going on here. Hazardous material disposable fees. Yep. Highway access fees. Hotel taxes. Folks, go to California. Oh, my goodness. Hunting license taxes. Again, you can't make this stuff up. Import taxes, individual health insurance mandate taxes, inheritance taxes. So your parents or whoever leaves you an inheritance, that money's taxed. Insect control hazardous materials license. Inspection fees. Insurance premium taxes, interstate user diesel fuel taxes, inventory taxes, IRA early withdrawal taxes on your money. IRS entrance, folks, IRS, you're late on a payment, I guess. You're charged interest. That's tax on top of tax. That's called gouging, double dipping. IRS penalties, tax on top of tax. This is crazy. Library taxes, license plate fees, liquor taxes, local corporate taxes, local income taxes, local school taxes. Did you allocate tax dollars to go to teach your kids that they came from monkeys? Did you allocate finances? Did you delegate authority to your representatives to indoctrinate your kids with the things that they're being taught in public schools today? How dare you protest? Folks, you are in a communist system in a major way. You are under control. Okay? Local unemployment taxes, luxury taxes, yep. Marriage license taxes. Talk to your grandpa and grandma about a marriage license, friends. They'll say, what are you talking about? Medicare taxes. See, the state wants preeminence in all things, friends. And the people, little by little, incrementally have given it to the state. We derive our rights from God, not the state, not the privileges of the state, said John Kennedy. Medicare taxes, Medicare tax surcharge on high-earning Americans under Obamacare, which is now, by the way, under Donald Trump, is called American Health Care Act. Same thing. Remember, it started out as Romney Care, and then it went to Romney Care to Affordable Care Act, and then it went from Affordable Care Act to what? Obamacare. Now it's been redefined, friends, as American Health Care Act. And guess what? You'll notice all the Trumpites in America today will now drink Obamacare under another name because it's Donald Trump that says, yes, this is going to be so easy. This is good for the American people. Mark my words. You have, again, Obama individual mandate excise tax, which, again, is now American health care. If you don't buy qualifying health insurance under American health care, you will have to pay an additional tax. You can't make this up, friends. American health care surtax on investment income, a new 3.8 surtax on investment income. Parking meter tax, passport fees, professional licensing fees, another form of taxation, property taxes, real estate taxes, recreational vehicle taxes, registration fees for new businesses, toll booth taxes. That one really gets me outside of the rest of these, friends. You know, you go to Florida, you go to Chicago. I don't know what's up with Chicago, but, I mean, they seem to feel and think that they're better than the rest of us. And I'm talking about the politicians there that you already paid in Illinois through your tax dollars to fix the roads, which are terrible, by the way. And then on top of that, friends, after you spend money from your hard-earned money that you work for to give to the state to build roads, guess what they do? Then they bring out a toll and say that you have to pay extra money, double dipping, extra money for a toll for the roads that you already paid for. Think about that. And you get to see this in Florida. You get to see this in quite a few states now. They're trying to do it in Minnesota too, friends. They never have enough. They want more control. They want more money because they want to pay for this or they want to do this. And they always go out there, they create the problem, and then they come out and then they say, listen, this is what I want to do. I want to fix the problem. In most cases, if you pull the curtain back, the person saying that he wants to fix the problem is the one that created the problem. Right? He wants to be the savior to the people so we can do it again and again and again. Talking about taxing America to death. 540 responsible, 45 responsible for the mess we unite in common con job. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I picked up your radio station on a travel, heard Mr. Dean, and I am loving this. I am spreading the word as much as I can. I just want to call and say thank you very much for opening my eyes. The topic tonight was interesting, and I will be listening back quite often.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We are talking about taxing America to death. I'm talking about you. I've been taking this line upon line, precept upon precept. If you want to call in at any time, please do stick to the topic. 1-866-582-9933. I was thinking about a quote from Caesar when I was talking about how he controlled the mob. He said, give men a piece of bread and a spectacle, entertain them. And he said, I can do whatever I want with them. That's exactly right. Give men a piece of bread and a spectacle. Entertain them. Tain derive from entertain means to stop from entering in. Entertain them so they don't have to do anything, and I can do whatever I want to do with them. It's exactly what's happening under the current administration. Keep filling the seats by how? Creating the fight. That's how you fill the seats, friends. It's exactly what's taking place in this country today. And, of course, I know that there's some people that are just so bored. I just had a guy say to me, well, that's a sign of weakness. That's a sign of weakness, Bradley. I said, you are incorrect. It's a sign of ignorant people that need to be duly rebuked. And so they are. And so they are. We're in the mess that we're in today, friends, concerning the 545 people that we want to blame for what we've tolerated, for the mess that we're in, who are, in fact, uniting in a common con job because of what we tolerate, period. There's nobody to blame but ourselves. We're the government. We, the people, are the government in this country, friends, period. We have sports stadium taxes. Don't you like that one, friends? I'm going on here. Don't you like the fact that the state now and the city now comes in by force and they force you to pay for their new stadiums? Isn't that crazy? Who delegated that authority to them? Oh, man, just go ahead. Yeah, you've already got 30%. Why don't you take a little bit more here? No problem. You need a new stadium? Oh, is this the fourth one we've made in the last decade now? Oh, yeah, well, we need one in St. Paul now. So they decided to go to St. Paul, Minnesota, and put up another one over there. They just put up the new Viking Stadium in the state of Minnesota on our dime. I never heard a word about it. Right? We have state corporate taxes, state income taxes on top of federal tax, state park entrance fees. Think about that. State park entrance fees. I can't find that in the Constitution, man. State unemployment taxes, SUTA. Tanning taxes, friends. Tanning taxes. Hey, friends, now they have carbon taxes. This is what this whole global warming scam is all about. Friends, I kid you negative. They want to tax gas that comes out of the backside of a cow. I kid you negative. This is the mindset of the people that want to control you. They can't even control themselves, and yet you allow them, you give them the reins to rule over your life? Whoa, okay, okay. I don't want to be a part of that program. You have telephone 9/11 service taxes. Telephone federal excise taxes, telephone federal universal service fee taxes, telephone minimum usage surcharge taxes, telephone state and local taxes, telephone universal access taxes, the alternative minimum tax, tire recycling fees, tire taxes, again, tolls, another form of taxation, traffic fines, indirect taxation, use taxes, out-of-state purchases, so on and so forth, utility taxes, vehicle registration taxes, waste management taxes, water right fees, watercraft registration and licensing fees, well permit fees, workers' compensation taxes, zoning permit fees. Okay, that's enough. I've spent three segments on highlighting the taxes that we pay. Again, this is just the tip of the iceberg. Yet despite all of these oppressive tax, all this oppressive taxation, our local governments, our state governments, and our federal government, by the way, the federal government is a creation of the states, not the other way around. Who's got absolute control today? Federal government. Who told you that? Oh, I know those smart guys, those guys that just got out of college. You know, those conservative guys. I shared with you some time ago, friends, that there was over 400 attorneys that just graduated from law school. When they were asked where law came from, they couldn't tell you. How are they going to tell you what's right and wrong? Who's their point of reference? Folks, I mean, this is craziness. What's happening here? Well, you know, those conservatives, those guys, you know, they went to school at so-and-so, and they can tell us a thing or two because they went to college. Who taught them? Why don't you ask the question, who taught them? My accreditation and witnesses given by the power of the Holy One of Israel. Isn't it interesting here? Let me just take it over there. I'm on a little Holy Ghost trail right now. Isn't it interesting how many people you see come out of Christian colleges today? They don't even know the Word of God. But because they've endured and they paid their money, they were accredited by this college and that college. You know what's interesting about that? And I know this is for somebody or some persons. I remember sitting down with a college professor out of Bethel College in Minnesota. He said, I am the only one that I know of in the state of Minnesota out of all the Christian colleges that actually evangelizes. That's the Great Commission, Mark 16:15, Luke 19:10. The list goes on. And I'm equating this to today's conservatives who know better than we do. But yet I gave you statistics concerning how things started out small and how they're completely out of control today. Well, they know better than we do. Yeah, how's that working out for you? How's that gouging working out for you? How's that reallocation working out for you? Do you feel good about paying for these taxes? First and foremost, can I ask you something? Did you apply for this? Did you delegate this to your representatives to go ahead and create all these taxes? And again, friends, I'm talking to you right here in the United States of America. I'm not talking about a foreign country. Now, it's interesting I said that, friends, because look at all these foreigners coming into the United States of America on welfare dollars. That's why they're coming into America, friends, just so you know. They're being lured in on your tax dollars, so you know. Shut that off, and they're just going to turn around and come, go right back to where they came from. When the federal income tax was originally introduced a little more than 100 years ago, did you know that most Americans were taxed at a rate of only 1%? Many of today's taxes were not incurred then, so they didn't exist 100 years ago. But now once they get their feet in the door, the social communist planners always want more. Yep. Since that time, tax rates have gone much higher and the tax code has exploded in size. Who's this being done by? Your representatives. What we're going to do when we come back on the other side of this hour, friends, is we're going to talk about, I'm going to share with you, a letter written by Charlie Reese, who is a former editor over at the Sentinel in Orlando, Florida. And he was a journalist for 40 years. And I'm going to share with you him taking his last stand and sharing with the world the concern that he had as to what was going on in the United States of America as he points his finger at the 545 people that are uniting in a common con job. And he's trying to figure out how there is millions, hundreds of millions of people in this country that sit back and allow them to continuously drain their wallets through undelegated authority. Okay? Folks, I really like this topic because I think it will liberate people when they understand that we have to take responsibility here. Because once we begin to take responsibility, as Jesus said, take heed to yourself in so many different ways. But once we take responsibility, friends, and begin to deal with corruption, we're going to begin to see things in a different way. And usually that's all we have to do is just go back 100 years, particularly in this case, to understand what wasn't, as to now in the present, as to what is, and what's been created since the tax has been created in 1913 in Congress. And let me remind you, unconstitutionally, there's a whole story behind that as well. But we're going to come right back to this in just a couple minutes, friends, because I love this topic, and I want to highlight what Charlie Reese wrote. And I want to address it during his exposition, his column. And I'll just do a little expose, if you don't mind, in sharing with you concerning the Word of God and the Constitution up against what he is saying. In other words, I'm going to lay a straight stick to some of the things that he had said. Cool? Hour two coming up, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to call in at any time, we would love to hear from you. Stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hour two coming up.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.